Welcome to the Tennis Pulse. The heartbeat of tennis is here. We are an exciting tennis show serving up fresh voices, bold insights, and we promise a lot of fun. We are going to be asking a question that no one else is asking. Is the Grand Slam mixed doubles title written in the stars? We have psychic Sarah here to help us predict who could possibly win, who's going to have some on-court drama. So stay tuned. This is going to be a very cosmic episode coming up. Welcome to the Tennis Pulse, the heartbeat of tennis. We are here in Mallorca, Spain, at Dream Podcast Studios for a special treat. We have a special treat for them, huh?
We do.
We just want to say thank you so much to our viewers and our subscribers. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Forget everything you know about tennis and the U.S. Mixed Open Doubles Championship. Because this year, the competition will be heading to the main stadium with a new set of rules. Zani, what are the rules?
Are y'all ready for this?
We sure are. Let's get to it.
So the U.S. Open is introducing a new revamped star-seeded event that's going to be happening during Fan Week. And the prize money is set for, guess how much?
$1 million.
$1 million. That's right, which is crazy. It's a very quick format, which is interesting. So first set to four games, no ad scoring, tiebreak at 4-4. If they split sets, the deciding set will be a 10-point tiebreaker. So it's going to be interesting.
It's normal, yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
It'll be quick and fast, I think, and it'll be exciting.
Well, I think it's great. I think it's a great format because the top players at the Grand Slams never played doubles or mixed. And now bringing them on the court together and see these names next to each other in a mix, I find it very interesting. And they play the same format as the next gen finals, though.
That is so true because the top players really are never in mixed doubles, you know?
It's like doubles. Yeah. They're not playing and not playing doubles together. So now you're seeing really top stars on the court next to each other, which is, I think, the most valuable thing of the new format.
Yeah. I think it's attracting a lot of younger fans, too, right? Yeah.
I think it's so American as well, too, the market.
It's
so American marketing top players as well. Because essentially, it's like they're playing short matches, and they're still able to play up to focus on their singles match, too. Yeah. Short and simple, but we still get the full bang and seeing that these players that we never get to see often playing doubles.
But I think it will raise also some questions from the origin double players.
Of course it has.
It already has.
Because they make their prize money at the slams in doubles and mixed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which the mix is completely off.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I agree. I am not happy that Sinikova is not in this whole mixed doubles matchup. Yeah. And she's also...
Yep.
Well, she's number two.
Yeah, and she's formerly number one. And she said, really, she was like, yeah, I find it very strange that I wasn't included.
She said, so first of all, she's former number one. She was gold
in doubles.
Also gold medalist with her former boyfriend, yes. Thomas Short Shorts. Remember Short Shorts?
And also...
Thomas Makas. They were together.
Short Shorts.
Yeah. Also, she's also currently women's mixed doubles championship.
Wimbledon champion.
But Wimbledon champion.
Yeah, correct.
She basically was saying, she goes, when two world number ones in doubles don't get into the tournament, there's probably nothing more to say. Spicy.
I don't understand why they didn't pick her as a wild card, because they should. Yeah. Or, I mean, you know, they do it for the first time. Now they get reactions. Maybe they adjust next time, because obviously she should be in as the world number one or two doubles ranked player.
Well, they said that they would be too good.
What?
That's what they said. Yeah,
really?
They said they would be way too good.
Well, that's not fair as well, too, because Taylor Townsend is the new women's world number one doubles.
Yeah, she's playing.
And she's playing with Ben
Shelton.
Yeah, Ben Shelton as well, too. I mean, that's a good match to see.
That's
going to
be great.
And they played last year as well, but...
That's what they said.
I mean, they're also a strong, team, so... I don't know.
It's different in women's and men's, to be honest. I think...
You think so?
The women's number one and two doubles player, they're better than the singles. If the number one, two, three, four, five in singles play doubles, I think they are, because they used to play doubles. In men's...
Yeah.
In men's, I would say it's different. I think the top singles players, they will always be better than the top doubles players.
Mm.
The top men,
yeah. Top 10 in singles.
Yes.
They will actually, in my opinion, be better than the 1, 2 yeah. or three in the doubles ranking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different in women's.
Hmm. Yeah, interesting. Anyway, to be honest, I was also looking at my notes here. Sarah Irani, who's also a doubles specialist, top doubles player, was also very affected by this, saying it's sidelining dedicated doubles players in favor of marketable singles players.
So, imagine Irani's second serve and the men return.
You want to that again.
Hey. Did she win gold? She's still a contender herself as well. I mean, don't let that second serve fool you, because I got ugly serve too. I'm not going to lie, but I still be winning. So, yeah. I mean, it varies, but from the standpoint of the U.S., you know, Open, I think it's all about marketing, and it could be unfair. I think it's unfair, honestly, too, but I'm not going to lie. I'm excited to watch this myself. So, pros and cons.
So, honestly, I think they should probably keep the regular mixed.
Yeah, like have the double specialists.
It's getting too big then.
Make it a big event. Teams.
Yeah, but
then make it an actual big event versus, because I feel like I think it's wonderful for doubles in general, because I think a lot of people don't watch doubles.
Yeah. It's going to fill the stadiums.
It gives a nice sunlight on doubles. I just find it, it's a bit of a shadow on just how they're.
If you make it bigger, the top players won't play anymore. Right now, they have four matches, short. It's a good preparation for them before. If it's getting longer, they don't play.
I really feel bad for Sinikova and her partner, who they were scheduled to, well, they actually have to enter as a wild card. Sinikova, again, is a former number one doubles player and also mixed doubles player. Her partner, Sam Verbeek, I hope I said that correctly, added that his heart is bleeding over this exclusion. Mm. And he said, I'm not going to actively root against this to not being success. On the positive side, I can think of it that there's going to be more people that can see the top single stars earlier in the tournament when there might be, but later on and inaccessible to the public. So he's seeing both sides of it. I think, as you said, it's hard for him as a doubles player to not be able to play a tournament. Also, as you said, income-wise, I mean, this is a setback for their...
Yeah.
A big glove.
And don't forget, there's no mixed in any other tournament except the Grand Slams.
Correct.
True.
Yeah.
That's true. That's so true.
And also heart bleeding knowing there's a $1 million prize money at the end of all this. I mean, that could help a lot of players. Any doubles.
We don't even have like financial backing as far as sponsorships. Well, that's very helpful for them.
Yeah.
Today we have the pleasure of having Psyching Sarah with us to see if the U.S. Open Mixed Doubles Championship is in the stars.
I'm Sarah Livesey. I'm a futurologist, master in metaphysics, but mostly known as Psychic Sarah.
I want to ask, do you guys believe in astrology?
I do.
Yes.
I do.
100%.
Surely?
A little bit.
Yeah. We have a mother that is obsessed with star signs.
Yes. And what sign is she?
Gemini.
Raise the roof.
Gemini.
Donnie, what are you?
Aries. Your best one.
Virgo.
And I'm a Cancerian.
Yes.
Cancerian.
Oh, wow.
In between both, actually, on the cusp.
When's your birthday?
22nd of June.
Oh, what?
I'm 24.
Oh, yeah.
So Gemini is right now?
Yeah, I'm right in the middle, actually.
Do you have Gemini tendencies?
I have a lot of Gemini tendencies. The moon's in Gemini, the Venus is in Gemini, the Saturn's in Gemini.
You're indecisive, girl?
So I have a lot of this.
Yeah. That's what mom used to be like. I like astrology for understanding overall character.
Yeah, true.
And personalities and whatnot. So we grew up around a mother who was all about astrology, just on basis of, on that. So she'd be like, ooh, those Cancerians, those are sensitive creatures. They're emotional. Or, oh, those Taurus, they love their money. Or, oh, those Geminis, they're crazy. We're two twins. We go back and forth. And
sorry. Yeah.
Or the Scorpios, don't cross the Scorpios. Don't make them upset. Like, so, yeah.
You know what my mom said? She said, because she's a Gemini, and she said, yeah, when the doctor told me you're supposed to be a Gemini too, she said, I squeezed my leg and said, there can only be one Gemini in this family. Typical
it's
Gemini,
true.
Huh?
It's true. We love Spotlight.
Spotlight. Okay, so I think you have a question for us, like Sarah, huh?
So, I have a quick question. So, do you know what the top zodiac sign is of the top 10 WTA and top ATP and WTA players?
What do you think?
What do you think?
Taurus.
Yeah. Really?
Taurus, Virgo, usually, yeah. Earth signs. Why? Because because they're connected to Earth and they have the resistance. Taurus they're the slowest moving zodiac sign. Taurus, yeah, because it's ruled by Earth. And that's the reason why, because they're just steadfast. Mm. And tennis is steadfast. You just got to keep going, right? Yeah. That's why somebody doesn't know much about tennis, but that's really a lot to do with it. Very grounded.
Really?
And very ambitious.
I would have said it's because they love money.
It's true.
No, you don't play for it. You don't play for it.
No, you dominate. They're very dominant. The most dominant sign, really. So they really hold their own. They can, you know, they're solid. They stand down.
Yeah.
You know, they say, you know, stubborn as a bull with a Taurus.
It's true. It's true. That is so true. I would have thought
Gemini, because I felt like Geminis are very talented people in general. But
Geminis are good because they're going to be quick on the call. Mm-hmm. Like the strategicness coming to the Gemini.
Okay.
Quick.
Yep.
So there'll be a very difference with that.
Nadal, Djokovic, both Geminis.
Yeah. Are they?
They're top. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Top players. Okay. So you know what? Over the past 10 years, I researched what are the top three star signs that most of the top 10 players are. And you want to know what they are? Gemini, Leo, and Taurus.
Mm. Yeah.
Why?
Leo. Leo is interesting because Leo is a little bit about the swagger.
Yeah. Very much so. It's their ego. It's their ego.
Right? Sinner has Yannick swagger. Sigur.
That's right. It's all swagger. Yeah. And that's what drives them through. Yeah. So they're going to believe they're going to win. Mm. So they have a belief system in them already that I'm winning this.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a real Leo trait. And they're very good athletes, very much. Fire signs are strong in athletes.
I never thought of as Yannick Sinner having swag, but now that I know he's a Leo, that kind of makes sense. You've always said he walks on court, his swag.
He's the best football player in the world right now.
Yes. Is he really?
Yes.
He is.
He walks on the court, he's smooth.
I'm owning this, right? Yes.
Between every point, I'm
what
like...
What do you mean?
Yes. So have you seen like the mixed doubles? Which pair do you think would like do really well and might take home the title, you think?
Well, bearing in mind, I only know one tennis player, which
well, just as far as like Venus. The compatibility, yeah.
But the Venus Williams looks like that there would be this. They play together. You're talking to someone who doesn't know tennis, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was the one that stood out to me.
Really?
She's
talking about the pairing Venus Williams and Riley Opelka.
They are. It's so
really?
True.
They have the you. That's what you feel.
You know,
maybe
crazy?
The biggest as far as star sign. Pair. What is with Venus?
So have a look. Venus is Gemini, I think.
Mm.
She's got me on my notes here. Venus Williams was June 17th.
Yeah, she's Gemini. And what's Riley?
And Riley looks like he's August the 28th, so he's
Virgo. That's true, though.
Now, Virgo's strategic.
Yeah.
Virgo will go over the game, what am I doing, am I hitting it, over the game, yeah? And really, Gemini, she can work because she's so quick.
Correct.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
And they have good synergy together because I think they're also really into art and fashion.
They're BFFs.
They're besties.
Besties.
Well, that's going to help.
They're besties.
Right? Yeah.
They can work really well.
I think it's also great because I know I dated Virgos in the past. I think Virgos like, really hold the Geminis grounded and like they're just like, zoom them in and they just like keep them accountable for things.
Exactly.
I know, and they're A types too,
true.
Isn't she right?
Very, very true.
And then I'm like, all right, Venus, we gotta do this. She's like, all right, we could, I got this, I got this.
Yeah. Charlie holds me down when my fire is like fuming. He's like,
not easy.
But is it? But awesome. Is it?
That's so true.
But is Virgos also earth signs?
Yeah. And they're to be of service, and they rule that the sense of to be of service in a set a lot to do more with the body actually in the physical sense of self.
Interesting. But there is a one couple on that's playing together. They're both air signs. Did you see that?
Okay,
who is that?
That's Serbia. No, Croatia. Novak with Olga. I didn't research.
Gemini.
Yeah, Aquarius and Geminis.
So Olga is an Aquarius and Djokovic, is a Gemini.
He's on the cusp, though.
Is he?
The thing about he's good, this place, Novakovic.
Novak Djokovic.
I told you, I don't know anything about this. But he is very interesting because he's right on the cusp. So the brilliance about this tennis player is he's got a lot of Taurus and a lot of Gemini.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting.
Well, he's, yeah.
And he is
the best player of all time.
He's a goat.
He's the best player of all time.
He's a goat.
Is that right?
He's the best player of all time.
Is that right? Yeah.
Well, oh, well.
So that shows in his stats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Very much so. Very, very much so. It stood out to me, eh?
That's
yeah.
so interesting.
Yeah. So he
is in the stars.
Going back to Leo. Sorry, I just thought of this. Federer was a Leo. Roger Federer.
Yes,
so
true.
One of the top tennis players of all times.
Well. Also another goat.
But like, another, yeah.
Of all time, too.
This girl's a fighter, though. She's a lefty in her backhand, and she's like, I was screaming. It's like, oh, I'm upset myself. But I saw her play, and she's like, and she's intense. I'm like, oh my God. Like, it's, she gave me the shakes.
She could be verbal.
Really?
Oh, she is verbal.
She is.
She is verbal. Very
yes,
verbal.
I, wow. And they're a bell. And they watch out for an aquarium on a court. Because they'll go. You know, because what was that English player who used to swear and got stuck up?
No, American, John McEnroe.
John McEnroe?
John McEnroe. I bet you he was.
Oh, we should check that.
I bet you he was an aquarium because he would it would give it all this. Didn't he?
Wait, wow. check.
Yeah, no, okay.
We'll check, yeah. This would be interesting to know.
Yeah, yeah. That's Olga, though.
So she can psych out her an opponent like that, you see? And
she does.
Aquarius,
she really does.
She'll psych him out, yeah. She'll go at him like that. Yeah, well, that's right. Very mental. Yeah.
So, oh my God, you're so funny. Segue. Wow. So I would ask
John McEnroe is born 16th of February.
Yeah, he's Aquarius. Oh my God!
Hola.
This is scary.
Hola. That's
I'm
the only tennis player I know, by the way.
I'm getting chicken skin.
A little bit of this.
I just got chills.
I just got chills.
Oh my God, I just got heated throughout. That's crazy.
Oh my God.
My fire, my Aries fire is coming.
Wow. That's true. And toss more.
I just got chicken skin.
I have a question about
that's
who you think would be like the most dramatic on the court as a pair. Like, who's going to be like, on-court meltdowns, do you think?
Now, this is interesting. This is what I think. Is this Madison Keys?
Yeah.
And is it Francis
Tiafoe?
That would be so funny.
These two are going to be a dream team to watch.
I think also with the American, they're both Americans, so playing in the US Open.
There you go. Right?
They're going to get revved up with the crowd.
Yeah.
And it's going to give them even more this
It'll be a showmanship with these guys. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Fundamentally. One to watch.
That's interesting. Okay. Yeah. I have a question. So which mixed doubles team is most likely to have a hilarious miscommunication that costs them a point?
Oh, now that's interesting. I would have gone for Belinda.
Mm,
okay. Bencic,
yeah.
Yeah.
And Zverev.
Alex and, yeah, these two.
Yeah.
Zverev.
Belinda Bencic is a Pisces and Zverev is a Taurus.
Yeah.
Aren't they compatible?
They are quite compatible, like, because the Pisces sort of is a lot more intuitive when they play. So it's a lot more intuitively driven. And Taurus will be a very fixed game. Okay. So I think there could be this one's like, woohoo, and the other one's like,
I would never think Zverev to be a Taurus, though. Do you think so?
Yeah, he's a Taurus.
What's typical for Taurus?
Just
in general.
Steadfast. Just keep going and can't take him down that way. Capricorn can be very much like that.
Interesting.
I've written down them to be very sort of strength is one of them. Physical strength, persistence, stamina, mental focus a lot with Taurus. Mm. As Pisces is more, and they're winning on their own tactics, right? So that they're intuiting where that person's going to hit that ball. They're a lot more intuitive to what they're going to do. That's how they read.
What if Taurus is struggling? Because this player is quite to win a Grand Slam, but he hasn't, like, he's been in the finals, but he hasn't been able to get over
that hump, yeah.
What do you think that is? Maybe is it obviously, because I know it's not just your star sign, it's your rising, it's, you know.
Well, he's on the cusp, that's why.
I was going to ask. Yeah.
He's on the cusp.
What, of Aries or Gemini?
He's April the 20th.
Mm-hmm. So Aries.
Yeah, Aries, yeah. So never give us.
As he's going up, like solid Taurus, like at a different degrees. But when you're on the course, you're very much influenced. Yeah. So that's Aries. Aries will want to win at all costs. Yeah.
Want to win at all costs.
Yeah.
Well, we have an Aries on tour that's playing as well too. With
I have a question though. Is there a difference between, like, for example, you said he's on the cusp, Taurus and Aries. So is there a difference between like a May Taurus versus an April Taurus?
Very much so.
Okay.
Very much so.
Okay.
Who's going to be the most entertaining, do you think, of a pair? Like, who's going to, like, put on a show?
Well, what about this? The who's playing with Emma and was it
Raducanu?
Oh shit!
And Carlos Alcaraz. Emma Raducanu is a Scorpio.
Oh my god! This
and
is
Carlos me... Alcaraz as a Taurus. This is crazy. Okay.
So I'm gonna give you the back history.
Okay.
Allegedly, these two.
Allegedly.
Wait,
maybe not before. Maybe let her say.
Wait, letters.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Wow. These two. Tell us about why they would be the most entertaining of these two.
I feel because they will be, they'll want different, they'll go in different directions, maybe.
Oh.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, slightly. Okay. Yeah. So there could be a fallout.
Oh, okay.
Right. Or like, I don't know, but like yes. You know, like one will dominate the other, and the other one's got to let that to be dominated. And it'd be the Scorpion that will want to dominate that.
Yeah, right? which is Emma, right?
Emma.
It's the Scorpion. It's Emma, yeah.
Emma's the Scorpion.
Emma, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Emma.
Ooh, okay.
Let me get to this one.
They're as deep as the ocean. Gosh.
Yeah. So, these two on tour, allegedly. Hesh loves them as a couple. Well, allegedly. But they're always asking Emma, like, what's the relationship between, like, you and Carla? She's like, well, you know, we're just good friends. But something is, like, brewing in behind those two. Like, I mean, something happened. I don't know. But
more than likely.
Something happened.
More than likely. More than
maybe
likely.
That's why they're drifting.
That's my point.
I love her. This is such a perfect. Oh, my gosh. I can talk about couples all day long. Oh,
maybe
man.
Maybe it's true. Maybe this that's why love circle
but she,
is real.
But she says it with a smirk. She's like, we're just good friends.
That's what they all, yeah, that's what they all say. That's what they all say.
Yeah, that's a real Scorpio.
Something happened.
You wouldn't find out. A Scorpio would be
keep
like
it.
This.
That's.
But I think what's interesting, you know, by hearing this and, you know, it's matching what you are saying. And it's, I think it's very interesting that you don't know any of them except Magno.
Yeah,
right. I think it's great.
That would give me shit.
No, it's great. But I think hearing, you know, you are really pointing out how they are. I think it's very important for the players. You know, you as a player, you try to find out who is on the other side. Right. At when it comes down to pressure points or deciding in the match, you want to know, okay, who is on the other side? I always tell also my players, you need to know his character. You know, need to know what is he doing when it's getting tough. So I do think it would be an edge for them, you know, with all the data and preparing for a match, what is a player doing to know what kind of star sign he is, because it comes down, basically, everything comes down together when this pressure point is on, because the player will go to his roots, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's very interesting. So
and that's a very Virgo answer.
Yes.
That is strategic, analytical. Yeah. I can analyze, and that is so, there you go. Yeah. See?
I'm scared now.
Are you now believing more, Charlie,
I'm
in astrology?
Virgo.
Yeah,
Virgo.
Double Virgo. Oh, yeah, overruling a few of them in my life. I'm usually very good in business, actually.
Yeah.
It's business.
Are you now believing a bit more?
I
the belief coming?
I'm not saying a doubt. I'm not being a doubt.
That's give me chicken. This episode's give me chicken skin, guys. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have more questions.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Which mixed doubles team, which pair is the most telepathic connection on the court?
Oh, wow.
And
what does that mean?
By the way, yeah. Very good question. I would go for Elena. Is it Elena?
Alina.
Yeah.
Rubikina.
And Taylor.
Townsend.
Taylor Fritz.
So Fritz.
Well, they have to be telepathic because Rubikina doesn't talk so much. So.
Is that right?
Stop, you guys. I love her.
What? I like her too, but she's very quiet and shy.
She's very quiet.
Way quiet and shy.
She's so quiet.
She's very quiet.
No, don't get me wrong, but she's very
quiet. She's true, though.
She's quiet, yeah.
But they played together before, though. They played last year together, I think, or a few times.
Taylor Fritz?
Yeah. No.
And so, Elena Rybakina.
I could be wrong, but they played together before.
Elena Rybakina is a Gemini, and Taylor Fritz is a Scorpio.
She's a Gemini?
She's a Gemini.
Wow.
She's a quiet Gemini.
Is there? It's not exist.
Is she a May Gemini?
Yeah, well, let's have a look.
June.
So she's going up towards Cancer.
Interesting.
Oh.
Okay.
So she's more... But there'll be other elements in a chart which will show that. Yeah, and Scorpio. So what you've got there, the other one there, Fritz is Scorpio. So she's a force. She's a real force.
She is a force. She is, yeah. I think for her, she's more so just getting over the hump of the the mental game, but she's already won one Grand Slam Wimbledon. She's a top player, but it's just more so just getting over that. I don't know.
She's young still. She's a little bit of insecurities.
Yeah. But you'll see this girl. She'll do really well, this Taylor girl.
Which one?
No, Fritz.
Fritz. Yeah.
She'll do good with him. She'll do good.
With him.
Yeah. And I think so. I had a hunch when I did this. I just wrote, she's going to be good, her, in whatever.
Me, that
she goes is. Forward, she's going to do.
Taylor. Taylor's a guy. Yeah, Taylor Fritz.
Oh, Taylor's a guy.
I think he's going to be good.
Oh, God.
In this mixed doubles thing.
For some reason, I do. I don't know why, but I do.
Well, they have both big serves. So in tennis, like, you know, and especially mixed doubles, it could just be like them just knocking out with big serves. I don't know. They're power servers. So
he made a comment as well. She's like, I'm a big server and I just concentrate on holding serves and wait for the break, but I'm always going to win my serve. He has that much confidence.
They're confident.
That's what he says.
That's the force. That's
what he says. Yeah, that's what he said.
Bang. Yeah. Right in.
Yeah.
But it's kind of weird because Elena doesn't really say much. So we're always like, you know, we're always we're just questioning, like, what, you know, what she's thinking. But she's actually a well speaker, though, I have to say. She's really well put together when she speaks.
Mm. Yeah, and she could be more in her mind, so she thinks about things rather than speaks.
She seems, that's a good point, yeah.
As a Gemini.
I've seen that.
Very Gemini. Mm. Yeah.
Do you want another question?
Sum it up. Who do you think is going to win? Who is the best pairing that you think is going to take home? Or your top two, maybe, that you would think? Take your time.
Bearing in mind, I've never watched this.
Yep.
So
just by
I need you. So what do they do? All these guys are playing
at each other. What's the best pairing? The best zodiac pairing, I guess you could say, that would work the best, maybe, to win it all.
Venus.
What? Venus Williams and Riley Opelka.
But I think
that would be I'm so shocked. Cool.
That because there's a lot of strategic playing there, you know. I don't know. That was my hint, and then another one that I feel that'd be really good is this Casper.
Casper Ruud. Who's he playing with again?
It's Olga. Is it Olga or whatever?
Iga Swiatek.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good pick. That's a good pick.
That these two could come.
Are you sure you're
I mean, she doesn't know that Venus doesn't play actually anymore, so she cannot know that. I mean, we have to assume, okay, everybody's on top of the game. Venus probably not, so
yeah.
However,
that's a problem. But you never
still know. A double
you
never
know.
Though.
She really
you never
does
know.
You can't count.
And I think, I mean, what you're going to get is somebody completely out the blue
that's
never really won. Like this, it's never really won this before. That's what my feeling is. And this would be my probably top couple, this one here.
Really?
The Gemini and the Capricorn on the cusp. Yeah.
So Iga Swiatek is a Gemini, just to let you know.
Another
and
Gemini.
Casper Ruud is a Capricorn.
Capricorn cusp.
Why is it Capricorn? Why is it
that? Because that means that Sagi in there, and there's that Capricorn, and Capricorn is, you know, about potential. They just keep going. Capricorns would just keep going.
How would you just give me his star sign on Casper Ruud? How would you say he is?
So Casper wants to be something in his life.
Yeah.
Mm. Right? He's very, very keen that way. So he will just dig deep.
He does.
Yeah. Really dig deep.
He's been in two finals, right?
Do you remember when we were at the French Open? Was it 2 years ago? Last year?
Two years ago,
we were at the hotel and Casper Ruud was sitting at the breakfast table with his father and we overheard his conversation and he was like, I really want to win this year, Dad. I really want to win this year. So
he's so likable too.
Absolutely.
So likable.
Exactly that.
Really
so this guy will go a distance. Don't bore. Just dig. Massively prepared. Yeah. I'm
good. That's all he does. I mean, you never know how, you know, he's a bit... I would say to a certain point, limited to win the top titles, but definitely he brings out 100% of his potential by trying so hard.
That's right. That's exactly what
it's a grinder.
Yeah, just go, dig. Yeah, won't give up.
No, that's interesting.
Won't give up.
Last question before we go to a segment that we're going to bring you and Charlie together to analyze the player. You are going to say... Capricorn, they're like this, and then Charlie, you're going to say if their game matches their star sign.
Yeah.
But first, I want to ask you if you can think about the top WTA top 10 players on the ATP and the WTA side. What star sign do you think would dominate the most? Because I researched it.
It would be an Earth sign, without a doubt.
Okay.
Right. So we're looking at any Earth sign there. So that'd be Virgo, Capricorn, or Taurus.
Right. So interesting.
It's Taurus.
So interesting.
I would like to go actually further back in history.
Yeah. Oh, that would be very interesting.
That'd be interesting, yeah.
That would be really interesting.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's that, it's a high percentage.
And yeah, also, yeah, also asking which stars I never made it.
Yeah, it's definitely a Cancerian. It's 100% a Cancerian. Crumble under competition. Crumble
under pressure.
So true.
Oh my God.
For sure, Cancerians.
But you know what's funny is, Sarah, is that I was a horrible singles player, but I was always a good doubles player no matter who I played with. Yeah. Why is that?
So, and that's very Cancerian.
Yeah.
You know that, yeah, because it rules the home and can always plays and the family. So it's better when it's actually completely and utterly supported, is the right. It can support others and it's a support system more than, and it's water. So it moves, like, you know, the side, grabs move from side to side.
Yeah.
So just don't go forward.
Yes. Meaning forward towards any title.
Towards winning.
We know this girl. We know this.
Yeah. All right.
Good job, guys. Okay, this is
okay, it's time for the Ask Charlie segment. Is this what we're doing? Cool. Where expert analysis meets astrology. So Psychic Sarah is going to call the signs. Charlie calls the game. Let's go. So based on star signs alone, you'll tell us the traits. You'll tell us the traits. And Charlie will analyze the game style to the sign.
Right.
Okay. So we've chosen some players. We're going to start with my favorite, Victoria Mboko.
Okay. And she is?
She is a Virgo.
She's Virgo.
August 26, 2006.
Okay. That's about detail and focus. And she's very classical, probably, in the way she plays her game. That would be my thing. But hardworking. That's a person who's been put a lot of work into achieve their goal. Is with this lady.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
That's true. Yeah. She's a rising.
Yeah.
That matches, I would say. I mean, we haven't seen so much yet from her, but she looks like a hard worker. It's not a given natural talent. She has talent, of course, but I think it's more coming from the work ethics.
Yeah. Well, that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I mean,
she was very worth it.
She beat four Grand Slam winners this past tournament to take the win for Montreal.
And she's 17.
She's 18.
18.
Yeah. Wow. She beat Coco Gauff, Elena Rybakina, Osaka.
And
there's one more.
Sophia Kennan,
yeah. She won.
But just to summarize, this girl started at like 335 in her ranking the beginning of this year, and she's now
24.
Yeah. 24 in the world. So she's really worked so hard.
So that hard working.
Yeah.
Virgos are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll analyze all of the games. She'll be a lot in that way. Mm. She'll share herself, you know?
She broke them all down mentally this tournament.
No, as well, also physically.
Yeah,
I mean, she's...
That's true.
Yeah, it was hard for her.
Next time, we have Arina Sabalenka, who is a Taurus, May 5th, 1998.
Mm-hmm. Okay, dominant.
Yeah.
Really, with another... Let her speak. Speak on it.
Okay. Oh, a lot of stamina. So that person's got that sense of physical strength just to... It's a physical strength thing with this.
Mm-hmm. 100%, I mean...
Master focus.
I mean, she's playing this. Yeah, I would say the most powerful tennis on the women's tour. And if you see her, I think she's dominant.
Yeah, she's got a tiger tattoo like on her arm.
She's got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
What do you think? Poor boyfriend.
Poor boyfriend.
But he's a big guy. He's huge.
I need to be.
I am not saying anything.
But it's so funny. What tells like it's Sarah about the forehand, that she's got one of the, even on the men's.
She's got the one of the strongest.
A lot of speed.
Strongest forehand.
And serve. To be honest.
Wow. And he's second to like the men's forehand, basically.
Yeah. Level.
It's huge. She grunts that. She's like, ah, when she screams, she hits the ball. Bong, super hard. And then she grunts like super loud. Or actually, her grunt is actually recorded as the sound was like one of the loudest.
Yes.
Louder
than Sharapova?
Louder than Sharapova.
They did the sound of it. It was as loud as a...
like a Carhartt? No, something. I can't remember.
It was. It was like a Carhartt. Yeah. Like the level of a Carhartt. She's like, her grunt is that loud.
And decimals.
She wouldn't do decibel. She wouldn't do for us at the Berlin Open when I asked her to.
Yeah, you asked her to grunt. She was like,
no.
It just comes on the court.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. We're doing female players right now. Then we'll go into some of the men's. Coco Gauff, March 13th, 2004. That's a Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
Pisces.
So Pisces, well, intuitive, creative, but you've got fluidity with Pisces. Mm. There's a fluid sort of movement with that. Adaptable, easy to adapt to the situation, quite fast, that sort of thing. But has a really good sort of smart early approach. Is different. Mm-hmm. The approach will probably be different.
Yes,
with this Pisces.
Interesting. Okay. I think you're right with this.
That's Charlie.
Coco is hard to read, I would say.
Pisces are.
Yeah. No, she is hard to read. And anything can happen with her. You, even if she's playing well, she can have a fallout anytime. Mm-hmm. No, it fits definitely. But yeah, it's for me, she's very hard to read. I mean, she's a fighter. She's trying very hard, but she can collapse anytime. That's my feeling with her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there is that.
But the fluid moment.
And you can see it. You can see it on her serve. And that's why then sometimes it's completely out her second serve. And it's hard, very hard character to read on the court.
You mentioned the fluidness of her. Is that the movement?
You watch the way she moves and how she's adaptable to that.
That's true.
She's an amazing athlete on that. Yeah.
She's on great on all services too.
Yeah.
For sure.
Next one.
Okay, last one. We have Taylor Townsend, April 16th, 1996.
Oh.
Aries.
That's interesting.
Bring it. Strong, Sarah.
Strong will would be the best way. Yeah. Want to win.
Yes.
Well, want to win and very confident. Should be very confident and very bold in her playing. Mm. Or anybody who plays an Aries. But Aries want to win. All the team. We know. Fire signs are winners.
Okay.
Yeah. So in their head, they're like, I've won this. Yeah. Yeah. So as a Taurus, I'm going for this. Right? So there's a difference in it. Yeah. So... And Aries are usually really, really good when it comes to single sports rather than them. Aries rule, right? They're the I am, right? Yeah. So they rule. So the person has to be usually, if they're playing in the doubles, would have to be on the back foot or something somewhere because they would want
But it doesn't mean it doesn't work.
Oh,
because it's sometimes in a doubles team, you need somebody who is leading and the other one does what you say. That's...
That would be it.
Exactly, because she's very successful in doubles.
Yeah.
And she would rule the pair.
She would definitely
rule. She's number one.
You can see that energy on court. Yeah. She's quite fiery. I mean, she's the one pump. I saw her the other match she played, and she was pumping up her partner, being like, we got this. Yeah. Really pumping them up. Yeah. And like, so...
She will
eat the team now.
Very much so.
Francis Tiafo, January 20th, 1998, Aquarius. Oh, that's on a cusp, no?
There's... No.
It's a cusp.
What
January 20th?
Yeah, it is.
It's the big first day.
Yeah, my stuff.
Yeah, so you've got a bit of Capricorn energy as well as Aquarius, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the independence of the game, within Aquarian. So, again, is verbal. So these are people will be playing things constantly around in their head, and the way to mood to do that. The only thing with the Aquarius is if it doesn't go their way, as the Pisces will adapt. And the Aquarius will,
Remember the sorry. Okay, keep going.
but more strategic.
Mm.
Yeah, they'll be strategic. Okay. They'll want to put them off the game. But a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
The rebels, man.
Unconventional.
Yes. I will play unconventional. Give me a minute.
I think that's so true. That's the main point with Aries.
True.
Definitely. Because he's unconventional. Definitely.
So true.
No, that fits on the last topic. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so... I don't think he's so much strategic. He goes a lot by his intuition, I would say. Mm-hmm. A lot of power, too. But...
Is he fast?
Yeah.
Air sign's going to be the fastest.
Wow, super fast. Now
he's fast. Yeah. Very good physics. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Tommy Paul, May 17th, 1997, Taurus.
That's interesting.
Me sit right now, right?
Should I go first and then you follow? You do if that. You can, let's do the other way.
Yeah, this is a very
right. I would say very consistent, very strategic. Doesn't, I think he's like to, he likes to control risk. So I pass it over to you now.
And he's a hard worker.
Yeah, hard worker.
Very hard.
Very hard worker.
Well, that's right.
Very hard worker.
The first thing would be that I put the work in.
Yeah.
I show up, I put the work in.
Yeah.
Very strong, but mentally extraordinarily focused.
Yeah.
Mm. That, mentally extraordinarily focused.
When he focuses on it, when he's like gained in, I mean, you guys always remember he took a break because he was a party boy. I mean, there was
before, but then he chose to have the right coach. And since then, you know, he's not a guy who is moving up from one day to the other. Now, step by step, he now realized, okay, I need to work. He does the work and he's going his way. Very solid.
So, yeah, he's solid. I mean, he's a good player.
It's not like you won't see him doing stupid things on trick shots or anything. No, he goes for this game.
Exactly.
I'm quite
solid.
So we have an Aquarius, Alex Dimenau. However, didn't we talk about Aquarius already? So can we do maybe... I would like to know a little bit more about the Geminis, for example. Yes. So, Novak Djokovic.
No, Novak.
He's a Gemini. I'm sorry, I don't know his exact birthday.
I do. I can tell you.
He was the cusp, wasn't he?
Oh, my God. Yeah, he was the cusp.
Oh, he was the cusp. What about Carlos?
He's Cancer.
May 22nd.
Taurus, there you go.
Gemini. Yeah. That was him.
I stole one. Quick.
Yes.
Very quick. Yeah. Very quick, right? Yeah.
He's very...
Yeah, absolutely. And he's a quick thinker. Quick. This is speed and vitality. This is a guy who's about speed, really. It's
he gets to everything. Yeah.
Okay, I want to know now, a player, and you tell us what you think about him. He's born 17th of June.
Gemini.
What do you think?
How is that?
Character-wise. Well, let's wait. Oh. Character-wise.
Bearing in mind is that I get again you're thinking on your feet. Yeah. So this guy will want to create a new game.
Okay. I didn't tell you who it is. Okay.
Or I wouldn't know, right?
Yeah, so I know. But they don't know either.
But why would you say that though, create a new game? I'm just curious to know why that's that.
Because of time and the aspects that are in that particular degrees in that sun sign and what it's doing. So it's adaptable. But in his head, he's going to create new whatever it is that you do. Sure. I don't know, right?
You saw me on court recently, too.
It's true.
Okay, we're talking about Bublik.
That makes sense. Really?
He makes his
own. Oh, my God.
This
guy is a character on court. He's a comedian.
Let me give you an example of something that he did. He loves to just be funny, yeah? So one time he hit a shot, and then there was someone in the stands eating some, like, chips. He came over and he was like, after he finished the point, he was like,
yeah, he did.
Thank you. And then he went back and played.
Also, he's unconventional, too. He loves underhand serve.
Yeah.
He makes it surprising.
Yeah. And also very entertaining.
Entertaining. Okay.
That's
him. Yeah. And most comedians are Geminis as well. Right? Yeah. They have the lot.
That's interesting.
He's hilarious.
This has been so much fun.
It has
so much.
Seriously. Yeah.
So let's see if, you know, the championship is in the stars. This is going to be such an exciting U.S. Open Mixed Doubles Championship. Thank you so much for watching the Tennis Pulse, the heartbeat of tennis. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you want a reading from Sarah, we will actually put her at her Instagram page up on as well. Thanks for watching. See you next time.
Thanks, Sarah.
Okay. Thanks so much.
That was great.
Thank you so much.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.